Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from StJeromesChapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 19th, 2006, the Feast of St. Joseph. I feel for Joseph. I really do. Nearly everyone in his family is a major focus of Christian theology. And it's not only Jesus and Mary. James, the brother of the Lord, however you think he got that title, wrote a book included in the Bible, and was the first bishop of Jerusalem. But about Joseph himself, we know almost nothing. He was a carpenter, a man of great faith, clearly, and one who seemed content to live his life in service to his family, and not for his own glory. A rare example in this day and age, to be sure. But I suspect that it was fairly rare in the first century, too. And then on Joseph's feast day, we read Luke's account of how, when Jesus was 12 years old, he remained at the temple with the sages, and Joseph and Mary, consumed with worry, had to search for him. And when they find him, Jesus, showing his human side in an unflattering light, pulls out the still hurtful, "You're not my real father" line. And we all say how wise Jesus is, even as a young man. Can you see the look on Joseph's face? Why do we do that to each other? Why are we so anxious to become individuals that we roughly push away those who helped us get there in the first place? Why not recall how Joseph did not send away Mary when he found out she was pregnant with Jesus, when he certainly could have, but instead believed the dream that told him not to be afraid? And why not recall how he closed up his carpentry shop and fled with his wife and young son to Egypt, when another dream told him that it was now time to be afraid? Joseph made many decisions in his life that kept Jesus and Mary safe and helped them grow. If that's the definition of a parent, how many parents do you have? Honor Joseph, this man of great love and faith, by honoring those in your life who are likewise. If there is a man in your life like Joseph, who made you who you are today when few would have blamed him for walking away, call or write him and tell him so today. And if you cannot do that for whatever reason, remember him in your prayers to God today and give thanks for Joseph and all such men. Let us pray. O God, who from the family of your servant David raised up Joseph to be the guardian of your incarnate Son and the spouse of his virgin mother, give us grace to imitate his uprightness of life and his obedience to your commands. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at StJeromesChapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Cuthbert. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.